This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. On Tuesday, President Obama outlined five priorities for reforming the nation's education system, from toughening up standards while also not just teaching to the test to making sure early childhood education is better funded. The president outlined a number of key policy changes he'd like to make, and with me now to talk about all that is Marcus Winters, Senior Fellow at the Manhattan Institute. And Marcus, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The president basically says we're falling behind other industrialized nations when it comes to education, particularly in math and science. And so he basically wants to increase the intensity of our efforts to build up the next generation, in his words, from cradle through the end of the career. What's your sense of this at the outset?
Well, I think he's giving some reason for education reformers to be a little happier than they were, I think, pretty recently. I mean, this is the first, you know, while the president has talked about being in favor of a lot of education reforms, a lot of what he's done so far has been to provide more money to existing programs. And this is the first real strong discussion of what's recognized as really reforming the system that we've seen from the administration, and I think, you know, while there's a lot to be seen about how a lot of this is implemented, I think it's a step forward.
Some of the ideas that he talked about today are ones that perhaps some on the left would be a little bit surprised about, although he's talked about them before. One is his strong support of charter schools, and the other, he says, the need to recruit and retain quality teachers, and if teachers aren't good, they shouldn't be teachers anymore. How do you react to that, and how do you think that's actually going to be implemented?
Well, I think it's very positive, and I think it's unfortunate that we think about those two things as left-right issues. You know, as far as charter schools, this was the president had talked during the campaign and since he was elected about being in favor of charter schools. He visited a charter school very early on in his administration, and I think, you know, but this was the most forceful that he's been arguing for the expansion of charter schools, and actually very specifically arguing that states that have caps on the number of charter schools need to remove them. And many states have caps that they're coming up against, including here where I am in New York. So I think, you know, that should be taken very seriously. As far as, you know, other reforms, I mean, yes, probably the most controversial reform that he talked about was merit pay for teachers, which is also something that he talked about in general terms. And still, this is pretty general. But they are talking about specifically increasing the money available to pilot programs across the U.S. And I think that's an important step forward and something that, you know, we still have a lot to learn about the impact of merit pay for teachers. But so far what we've found has been positive and has definitely been something to move forward with.
And we're talking with Marcus Winters of the Manhattan Institute. And Marcus, you mentioned we haven't heard a ton of the details yet, and obviously that's where a lot of the critical decisions will be made. What advice do you have for this administration to pursue and not pursue?
Well, I think they're taking on a lot, and you know, which has been the mantra of this administration so far. I think you know, as far and a lot of what he talked about today has a chance to be effective. I do think I'm one of the cautious ones when talking about early childhood education, though it's clear that they want to pursue that even further. I would hesitate against providing a lot more money to Head Start in particular, though I think there's some evidence indicating that focusing on early childhood like they plan to is a good idea. I do think that it's a good idea to focus, as he suggested, on increasing state standards and also on developing these systems to follow student proficiency over time, which are really important not only for just for following individual students, but also so that we can get evidence over time over which policies are effective. So I think, you know, he's taken on a lot here, but a lot of things he's taken on have some real chance for positive effect.
Marcus, I was talking with one teacher earlier today about some of the things that the president is suggesting here, and obviously we were talking about the issue of standards and testing on certain materials, and she said the thing that frustrates the teachers most is having to get ready for these tests. Kids can memorize stuff and spit it back out, but she says it takes away from time that actually encourages them to understand how to learn. What do you make of that concern?
Well, it's a very common concern when talking about high stakes testing, and it's something that and I think it's a very real concern that we need to take seriously. I mean, at the end of the day, we don't want kids to just be good test takers. We want them to actually learn material. Now that said, I think that it is the case that we have many more students than is acceptable who cannot read or perform math skills at any basic level. And I think that we need to focus on that in particular. And I think that is the type of student that high-stake testing is focused on. And those students, you know, we want those students to have sort of higher-order knowledge, but it's also very, very important that they have the basics. And I think, you know, and I do think that as we think about accountability policies, we can think about how to expand them into other subjects and potentially into higher-order knowledge as well. But I think that while we do have so many students that have such low proficiency, it's appropriate for us to focus on you know, the basic math and reading skills.
About a minute left with Marcus Winters of the Manhattan Institute. And Marcus, the fifth plank of Obama's platform today focused on higher education, college, increasing Pell Grants, providing federal aid for students coming from working class families. Do you sense that it will be a key factor in helping more people to attend college?
I don't think that it will really dramatically impact students attending college. I mean, I think those policies might be good to pursue as essentially, you know, relief for middle-income Americans who are trying to put their students through college, and college is relatively expensive. But, you know, what we have found in the past is that really what stops people from going to college, while college is expensive, what really stops people from going to college is that they don't have the skills or the credentials that they need to go and to succeed there. And we found that, you know, some of my researchers have found that, and some research from some others has found that as well. So, you know, mostly I think when it comes to increasing college access, what we really have to do is reform the K-12 system and produce more students who actually have the skills and qualifications necessary to go on to college. You know, currently the high school graduation rate is somewhere around 70% overall and closer to 50% for minority students. As we increase that percentage, as we increase the students who graduate from high school with the skills that they need, then we will increase, you know, the number of students who go to college.
Marcus, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Marcus Winters is a senior fellow in education policy at the Manhattan Institute. This is Dateline Washington.